This is the rush hour for Totally Workwear. Totally Workwear, from high vis to hospitality. The name says it all, totallyworkwear.com.au. As the AFL world prepares now for Saturday's grand final with Richmond taking on GWS, they're knights of knights. The Brownlow, we spoke to Lachie Neal, who ran third, but we have got a winner out of Queensland, and it's the Brisbane Lions coach, Chris Fagan, who won the AFL Coaches Association Coach of the Year last night in his third season as a head coach. He joins us this evening on the Rush Hour. Fags, congratulations.
Thanks, Subbo.
I would suspect you didn't get into coaching to win awards. You got in to win premierships and develop young men. But to receive this accolade from your peers, and you trumped it in 361 votes compared to Leon Cameron, 238, and Damien Hartwick, 206. Fairly significant show of respect from your fellow colleagues.
Yeah, it was nice to receive that. But I mostly viewed it as a reflection of the good job that our whole coaching group did this year.
Sure.
I think the way that teams are coached now, you know, it's not any one man. We've got 9, 10 assistant coaches, and they all play their role. And so I saw it more as a, not something for me personally, but for our whole group, because we've worked pretty hard together over the last 3 years to improve the footy club, and this year some things started to happen which indicate we're going in the right direction. So it's just good reinforcement to all the coaches involved.
Yeah, sure. And if anybody's been hiding under a rock, 16 wins in 2019 compared to last year at 5 wins in 2018. Obviously played 2 semi-finals at home. Chris, if I'm honest with you, I reckon the biggest show of sign of respect for you as a coach is that all the players that you've recruited and you've got there over the last couple of years have wanted to remain and re-sign, as well as the coaching staff that you've got, which says that everybody's happy in the Lions land.
Yeah, I think stability is pretty important. I mean, I was fortunate enough to spend 9 years at Hawthorn before I came to Brisbane, and, you know, we played in 5 grand finals and won 4 of them, I think. And the key factor to all that was stability in the playing group, stability in the off-field staff. So trying to do the same thing at the Lions, try and make it a good place for the players and the staff to come to, somewhere where they develop and improve, I think, is what keeps people there. So it's one of those things you've got to work at all the time, but, so far so good with that.
For you, what are the areas that you see as the real need for improvement for this Lions team?
Well, the first thing is everyone has to come back with an attitude to improve. One of the things that can happen when you have a pretty good year is you think, oh, the next step's just going to happen naturally. And, you know, we saw a team like Melbourne Footy Club this year who made top 4 last year, finished 17th this year. So I'm not sure what happened there. I think they had some injuries, but maybe there was a little bit of attitudinal stuff as well. So we've got to guard against that and make sure that our players come back really ready and willing to improve individually. From a team perspective, you know, what we learned in the finals is that we're very competitive in that environment. Some would say that statistically we should have won both games that we played, but we lost. And when you look at the vision of those games, you can see there's just those some little moments in games where we just sort of lost concentration and enabled the opposition to score a goal that they shouldn't have, or we didn't use the ball so well ourselves. So we just got to get back and work on getting better at those little moments. You know, we're pretty good at them in the home in a way, but for some reason or other, in the pressure of finals, we just had some little lapses. So, we can't fix that till we get back to finals, but we've just got to be harder on those little moments throughout the season so that when we do get to finals next, we're well conditioned and ready to go.
Both teams in the grand final, it's funny that beat you. And I mean, I said to Lachie Neal yesterday, I said, mate, it must hurt that, you know, GWS got you by 3 and they're in a GF. And he said, it has really resonated with the playing group how close they got. If you were picking a grand final winner right now, you've cut the coach against both these sides in the finals. Who wins on Saturday?
Oh, look, I mean, GWS have had a very hard campaign and their last 2 games have gone to the wire. So that tends to take a fair bit out of your group.
Yep.
Richmond are probably, having had the week off after winning their first final and then getting a good hit out last week, are probably physically fresher. So I'll probably favour Richmond to some degree, but, you can't underestimate the Giants. They do have the most talented list in the AFL, and what they've been able to do in recent weeks is, you know, tough games out, come out in front of close ones. So they take a lot of confidence from that. Richmond will want to be right on the job. Otherwise, the GWS just might sneak up and pinch it from them.
Yeah, unbelievable. Appreciate it. Congratulations on the award, Coach of the Year at the AFL Coaches Association last night. Good on you, Chris Fagan. Enjoy a break. You get a little holiday, mate. Does a coach get a holiday?
Oh, maybe sometime in November, I reckon. We've sort of got the draft camp and trade period planning for the pre-season to do. So maybe a couple of weeks sometime in November, hopefully.
Yeah, you need a break. You're doing a great job. Appreciate your time this evening on the Rush Hour.
Thanks, Dobbo. Cheers,
mate. This is the Rush Hour. All thanks to Totally Workwear on Triple M.